Welcome to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents.
Informing, educating, empowering,
improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static.
In this episode, we've got an update on what's new in the 2020 Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines. In our last ASG News episode, we discussed an 8-page memo that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS for short, released in early August, which outlined the changes for the Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines for the 2020 plan year. Our staff has analyzed those changes, and now we are back with our take on the major changes in the memo. Remember, updates to the MCMG may affect regulations regarding Medicare Advantage organizations, prescription drug plans, and agents like you. And CMS's 2020 memo is meant to be used in conjunction with the 2019 Medicare Communications and Marketing Guidelines, or MCMG for short. We will have a link to both the full memo and the 2019 MCMG in our show notes, so be sure to check those out after you are done listening to this episode. Inside the 2020 memo, there are a few critical updates that we would like to cover to make sure you are prepared for the upcoming plan year. Please note that the opinions expressed in this episode are strictly based on Ritter Insurance Marketing's interpretation of the changes. Carriers may take a stricter view regarding these changes, and we are currently in the process of clarifying our interpretation with various carriers. We'll start out with the first notable change, a broadened permission to contact. In subsection 40.2, marketing through unsolicited contacts, the following content has been deleted. Quote, if a potential enrollee provides permission to be contacted, the contact must be event-specific and may not be treated as open-ended permission for future contacts, unquote. We interpret this to mean that the same permission to contact can be used across different election periods. For example, PTC obtained during lock-in can also be used during the annual enrollment period, or AEP. CMS has never allowed this practice before, so it opens the door to more extended permission to contact Medicare eligibles you've had a prior relationship with. Next up, you now have the opportunity to sell after educational events. In subsection 50.1, educational events, the word future has been deleted from this statement. Quote, may set up a marketing appointment and distribute business cards and contact information for beneficiaries to initiate contact. This includes completing and collecting a scope of appointment, SOA form, unquote. The following content has been deleted. Quote, may not conduct a marketing slash sales event immediately following an educational event in the same general location, e.g. same hotel, unquote. The combination of these two changes seems to suggest that agents are allowed to collect SOAs and take applications at the end of an educational event, which was previously prohibited. Therefore, if an agent feels it's in his or her and their client's best interest to hold the two events back-to-back, they are permitted to do so. Lastly, agents also have more leeway with marketing slash sales events. In section 50.2, marketing slash sales events, the word scripts has been replaced with talking points in the following bullet. Quote, plans slash Part D sponsors must submit talking points, if applicable, and presentations to CMS prior to use, including those to be used by agents slash brokers, unquote. We take this to mean that agents are allowed to improvise their delivery of the presentation and content they'd like to cover before accepting an application at a sales appointment. Prior to this change, sales presentations were required to follow a script approved by the carrier for their plan. Previously, those scripts were approved by CMS. Now, only talking points should be submitted to CMS by the carriers, allowing leeway for agents to conduct a more interactive sales presentation. These are the main highlights that we felt were necessary to cover prior to the upcoming plan year. Be sure to read over the entire memo and review last year's MCMG to be as informed as possible. As I mentioned earlier, we will have the link to the memo and the 2019 MCMG in our show notes for this episode. We will also have a link that will help you reach out to our compliance officer, Van Hang, if you have any questions. That does it for this installment of the ASG podcast. If you are not already, make sure you follow or subscribe to our podcast to make sure you are getting the latest episodes, news, and updates like this one as soon as they are available. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. We will see you next episode.